sun don't keep me up, but still I rise.
Hey, 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 it is your favorite podcaster, Super T. So it's 2020, and I was on a small hiatus, but now I am back. And guess what I'm back to talk about? I'm here to talk about affirmations on money. Yeah, we have done some affirmations in the past, but this episode today is to specifically discuss money. Now, I know all of you who celebrate the different holidays that are out there with your family and your friends, that you may have put yourself into some slight small debt. And you know, I'm pretty sure that you are going to work it out. That's Billy. Billy wants to say hello. That's my cat, for those who are not familiar. Billy is my cat. He might be meowing through this podcast, but anyway, you listen closely to me. Money is not the root of all evil. I'm going to tell that to you again. Money is not the root of all evil. Money is a tool, and what you do with it deciphers whether it's being used for good or whether it's being used for not so good. But it in itself, it's not evil. Just like a hammer is a tool. You can use it to put a nail into the wall to build something, or put a nail into the wall to hang up a picture, or you can use a hammer to knock someone over the head. Whatever it's used for deciphers whether it's good or bad. So let's start deprogramming that saying that money is the root of all evil, because that is a lie. We are not going to accept that. We are not going to have that in our subconscious. We are going to erase that term in itself, because money is not bad. Again, it is a tool, okay? So I just want to discuss some things about money first of all, okay? Do you want to make more money? Would you like to even get rich? Or even if you're not rich, would you like to create more wealth and abundance in your life? Great. You are definitely listening to the right podcast. Now, making more money is one of the top searched terms by all humanity online, because like it or not, money brings security, comfort, ease, and the ability to live a sweet life. Now, I am going to say that happiness is something that comes from within, but we can't argue about the other things, such as security, such as comfort, such as ease, and such as the ability to have a sweet life. We can't argue that money plays a major part in all of those things. And also, if you have a generous heart and a generous soul, money allows you to express that generosity in comfortable ways, where you can share that generosity with those in need in a comfortable way. You're not going to put yourself out of food by sharing food with another, because you have more than enough. But sometimes we don't have more than enough money. And one of the things that you have to deal with first is that your mind is so powerful. So before you can actually physically start to see changes in your life, you have to see those changes in your mind first. You have to believe that you deserve it. You have to really, really believe that you deserve it. I'm going to discuss some self-limiting beliefs that may be preventing you from making your own millions of dollars right now. That's right, millions of dollars. Let me also let you know that there is not a shortage of money. There's not a shortage of anything, okay? That whole scarcity thing is a scam and a trick to get people to spend without really critically thinking. And I want you to critically think about everything. I want you to question everything that you have been told, even the words that you are hearing now. I want you to do your own research. I want you to optimize your mind, because it's your mind. With your mind, you can steer and create in your own life the things that you want. But let's get to the self-limiting beliefs that may be preventing you from making your own millions right now. You may not want to make millions right now. You're perfectly happy with your state of finances. And if that is the case, well, kudos to you. Because I like happy people. And if you're happy, and I'm happy, and we happy, then we are putting happy vibes out there. And that's a good thing. Another self-limiting belief might be that you don't think you deserve it. Even though you would never admit this out loud, you might think because of your background, who are you to think that you should have millions of dollars? You know, you might be programmed with what I said, money being the root of all evil. You know, you might think that poverty is noble. You don't think that is possible because of your current life situation. Even though we hear the stories of Tyler Perry living in his car. We hear the stories of, Steve Harvey. I couldn't think of his name for a second. I was about to call him the Family Feud guy. We hear stories of Steve Harvey living in his car. Most recently, we heard stories of Tiffany Haddish living in her car, which is one of the reasons why I won't buy a car yet. I don't think I'm buying a car until I'm in my $1 million home, because I refuse to live in my car. I've been through enough poverty stuff already. It's over. It's over. It's over. I just want to say it's over. Sorry I had to throw in that little sidebar right there, but I think that's what's preventing me, even though I so badly want to be on the road driving and not taking Ubers so much. But you know, I just had to throw in my personal sidebars. I'm gonna get back to the point though. The point is that you don't think it's possible, even though you've heard of people who have been in situations more worse off than your current situation, and they are now way above where you are. And if they can do it, then you can do it also. They were not privileged. They didn't have parents that were pouring into them. They're not trust fund kids. Some of them came from foster care. Some of them came from abusive families. Look at Oprah. You know, if they can do it, if Oprah can do it, if Steve Harvey can do it, if Kevin Hart can do it, if Tiffany Haddish can do it, if Tyler Perry can do it, then you can do it too. I just want you to know that. Also, some people think that they'll lose their friends. And I mean, if you're gonna lose your friends if you become more wealthier, then they really weren't the friends that you thought they were. Because I have a friend, and our income statuses have changed over the decades, and we're still friends. So if you lost any friends because your status have changed financially, or you think you're gonna lose any if you get into another financial status, then those are people that you need to let go of, probably. Anyway, what's another belief? You might think that riches are just for a lucky few people, but no. They print money, and there are literally houses and cars and clothing and shoes that are there for the buying. So they're not made for a lucky few. You can have it. They're made for anyone who has the mind and the willpower to actually get up and think. Alright, so excuse me, my phone did a little whoop whoop. I'm gonna have a microphone soon, so I'm gonna actually be recording off of a microphone. I gotta get this podcasting down to a T, because I didn't really know that it was so lucrative. I really started this as a hobby, and it's just something I like to do since I like to talk. And then I monetized it because I was advertising, and then I don't know, the advertising part came off of this platform, but now I'm realizing there's other platforms where I can monetize my same show on those other platforms. So I'm figuring it all all out. But back to the self-limiting beliefs that you may have. You might think that the only way to be wealthy is if you are married into wealth or if you came from wealth. And you may have none of the self-limiting beliefs that I just mentioned. You just might not have no idea how to make more money, yet you won't seek expert advice. And there's so much expert advice out there. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. You know, I have been seeking expert advice because I have some of those beliefs myself, you know. And last one, I really, you know, even like after I got rid of the self-limiting beliefs, I was just like, okay, how am I going to make this happen? I don't know, you know. So anyway, I would like to go into affirmations, and you know what affirmations are. You are repeating these positive sentences out loud and also within your mind. And also, I like to use a mirror because I feel like when you are looking into your eyes, you are just implanting these words deep into your subconscious while you're saying them. Also, it's good to use some emotion with it as much as you like to, which means if you feel comfortable shouting at the top of your voice, do so. If instead you want to use intense emotion behind your words, then do that too. Whatever you feel great and comfortable doing, do it. It's going to add more juice to the affirmation. And of course, consistency is key. So don't just say them this one time. This is going to be in the cyber world. You can replay this podcast over and over and over and over and over again to your heart content. So do that. So if you are in front of a mirror and you are ready to begin, or if you do not have a mirror and you would like to use your mobile device, that is an option as well. So I like to do this sometimes. I put my mobile device into selfie mode and I press record and I look into the camera and I say my affirmations. And then once I'm done, I replay it and I say them again with me looking at me. And that helps as well. This is as effective as the mirror, using a mirror, a physical mirror. So with no further delay, because I know you may have some things to do and I'm not trying to take up your whole day. I'm only taking up a couple of minutes, and these minutes that you are spending with me are actually you investing into you so that you can be the best you that you can be. So I'm going to go over 25 money affirmations. These are to attract wealth and abundance, and we are going to begin right now. I am a magnet for money. Prosperity is drawn to me. Money comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. I move from poverty thinking to abundance thinking. I am worthy of making more money. I am open and receptive to all the wealth that life has to offer me. I embrace new avenues of income. I welcome an unlimited source of income and wealth in my life. I release all negative energy over money. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly. I use money to better my life and the lives of others. Wealth constantly flows into my life. My actions create constant prosperity. I am aligned with the energy of abundance. I constantly attract opportunities that create more money. My finances improve beyond my dreams. Money is the root of joy and comfort. Money and spirituality can coexist in harmony. Money and love can be friends. Money is my servant. I am the master of my wealth. I am able to handle large sums of money. I am at peace with having a lot of money. I can handle massive success with grace. Money expands my life's opportunities and experiences. Money creates positive impact in my life. I want you to know that you are worthy of having more money and that you are allowed to enjoy financial abundance. So thank you so much for listening to my affirmations, and thank you so much for subscribing to the Super T podcast show. And if you want to be a supporter, well, all the information is right in this link right here. You take care, you be well, and until next time, keep being your wonderful, amazing self.